Once again, the three Democratic candidates for Albany mayor will get together for a pre-primary debate tonight. This time they will be joined by Green Party candidates. At the Grand Street Community Arts Center, the Albany League of Women Voters will give voters a chance to hear from Democrats Mayor Kathy Sheehan, Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin, and Common Council Member Frank Commisso Jr., alongside Green Party hopefuls Dan Platt and Brian Jimenez. Lest debate fatigue set in, be warned, there are at least three more before the September 12 primary.
It's a little bit overkill.
Council President Carolyn McLaughlin there. Some of her remarks at the most recent debate at the Hearst Media Center have irked the first-term mayor, most notably.
On a daily basis, I speak with people, individuals, who have applied for multiple jobs and cannot get a job with the city of Albany. Now, if you have a city that is approaching over 50% black, brown, and beige people, and they represent maybe 12% of the workforce in the city of Albany, therein lies a big problem right there.
Yeah, there was a statement made in the last debate that only 12% of our workforce is people of color, and it's actually way more than double that. We have 28% of our workforce are people of color. That's still not good enough. This is a city that embraces its diversity, and since I became mayor, 44% of our hires since 2014 have been people of color. So we're actually hiring at a rate that's slightly above what the population is.
Sheehan found a few other factual flaws.
Everything from I wanted to sell the Palace Theater for $1, which was incorrect, to that we are giving away to big companies with respect to our approach to economic development.
Frank Commisso weighs in.
She has a dual role where she sits on the board of directors for the Palace Theater and is also the chief executive officer for the city. And many have questioned who she was really negotiating on behalf of. And there are folks throughout Albany that want Albany to abandon the Sheehan model of corporate welfare.
Tonight marks the first time Green Party candidates Dan Platt and Brian Jimenez will be on the dais. Platt is ready.
My goal for these forums is to relay the kind of vision that me and Brian represent, a vision that's future-focused, that's ecological, and that puts social goods in front of private profits.
Conservative candidate Joe Sullivan won't be at tonight's debate. He says he received a letter of invitation, but was later told only primarying candidates would be allowed to participate. He offers words of encouragement to the debaters.
I think that they should be actually engaging one another in an actual debate, rather than just simply stating positions in a very nebulous way.
Sheehan's willing to give it a go.
I'm happy to spar. I think that I have a very strong record. I am very factual in the responses that I give. I don't just say things for the purpose of saying them.
Primary day is September 12th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.